Hello, listeners, and welcome to the latest episode of the Arkansas Shrimp Tank. If you're new to the show, I'm your host, Rich Jensen, sitting here with my co-host, David Sims, and we're coming to you from the BRS Consulting Studios here in Little Rock. You know, we all lead busy lives and don't always have time to invest in further education. So the Shrimp Tank aims to be your crash course in entrepreneurship, providing you interviews and insights from Arkansas's best and brightest entrepreneurs. Whether you're a shark or a shrimp in the business world, there always seems to be a lesson to be learned. So with that said, David, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, so I'm happy to see the place still intact. You didn't destroy it while I was gone.
Yeah, good to have y'all back. Really, really, it was quiet around here.
Are you saying I'm loquacious?
Well, no, I just, you know, there's more activity. I was lonely up here. Matt was gone some of the time, too, so I'm not used to that.
We were out busy skiing in Tahoe, but they got like 10 feet of snow overnight, so we cut our skiing short and just socialized with families. So.
Yeah, well, and I had to recover. I was in prison the weekend before, so
that's right.
I had to do my time, you know, and so it was good with convalescing without you guys here. I might have made you guys sick or something. But
so you're just going to let the prison thing dangle? You're not going to tell
right.
people
yeah,
why?
Right. I always throw that out there. Yeah, I was in a Kairos inside prison ministry down in Pine Bluff Thursday through Sunday and caught some sickness, but it was a great weekend, and I really enjoyed doing those. But it is good to have you guys back, man. I've been looking forward to this show, too, and learning about some security and how to secure things here at the firm and educating our guests. So, really looking forward to have for this show.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce them then?
I'll be glad to. We have Daniel and Gretchen Jackson with us. And after 10 years of serving in the security system and industry, Daniel saw a need for a one-stop shop option for low-voltage services, which I've circled a couple times here and want to ask what that means. So I'm looking forward to learning about that. He and Gretchen opened Beyond Sound and Security here in Little Rock in 2009 to fill that void. And they've had a great run and been very successful. They're a they do big technology with a shop local feel that their customers praise. So, Daniel and Gretchen, welcome to the show. It's good to finally have y'all on.
Hello.
Especially because I think we've had to reschedule a couple times.
Sometimes our fault. Thanks for your flex with us. I don't know what all that was all about.
Well, part of it is Daniel is very good at what he does when he's out with customers, but he's real shy about talking about himself. And so I've been kind of the spokesperson, but this is the year of visibility for us.
That's
so we wanted
wonderful.
To do it together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Daniel, your bio mentions, and David referred to it, the industry lacked a one-stop shop for low voltage services. So unpack, basically, we'll talk about what low voltage is, but what a customer's experience might have looked like prior to Beyond Sound and Security.
Well, a lot of times, you know, the clients would need someone to hang a television, and so they would call an AV shop, and AV shop would hang the television. They say, okay, well, now we just bought all these fancy television devices and remotes and things like that. Now we need somebody to protect those devices in our home, and so they would have to call a security company.
Okay.
And so once they're done with the security company, they would need, you know, maybe say more speakers to add to what they've got. So you can see how, you know, you'd have to call this shop, and this shop, and coordinate with an electrician and all that. So we just decided that, you know what, it's time to just put something together that, you know, a client could call one company, get everything that they need with one phone call.
That sounds like a great job.
You're the geek squad plus the ADT plus the whatever you need.
Exactly.
Plus the Apple Genius Bar, right?
Yeah. And it actually worked out for builders as well. You know, a builder, you know, they already have enough subcontractors to deal with, like electricians, plumbers, HVAC guys, and things like that. So when they can call us and say, hey, I've got a client that wants security, they want cameras, they want an automation system, then, you know, they can just call us, or the builder can actually call us. We can meet with that client, fulfill all those low voltage needs, and that's it. Done deal.
And low voltage again is what?
Anything that's not dealing with 110, 120 volts. So
electricity.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. So stuff like battery stuff.
Like 12 volts, 24 volts. Most security systems operate off 12 volts.
Oh, really?
Or wireless devices.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm learning something new about my new home.
Oh, yeah.
And we're actually out looking for a new home. I don't know if we'll ever find one. I've been looking for one for 20 years since we lived here. My wife and I can't ever agree. That's the problem with having a wife who's raising a Frank Lloyd Wright home, you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
You know.
That's why he spends the weekends in prison, because at least he gets a square meal. Right.
I'm either in the doghouse or in the prison. So your website tagline says that you provide professional service with a personal touch. Now, what measures do you all pursue to provide that personal touch?
Well, one thing we try to do is in most cases, you know, it's the guys going, hey, I want a 75-inch TV above the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of situations, you know, we'll go hang that television, put it up. And if there's four or five remote controls there, a lot of times, you know, the woman of the home, who's in most cases, sometimes she's there, you know, during the day or whatever, she doesn't want to call her husband and go, hey.
You're being very politically correct right now.
My wife is sitting to my left. So.
I saw her perk up over there.
Yeah.
You should see him tiptoeing around the studio right now.
So, yeah. So it's one of those deals where we want to make sure everybody in the home knows how to operate the remote. We want to make sure all when
that's
you pick
a
up room,
big task.
Yeah. And so
I'm thinking about my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Well, and if you call a big name company, a lot of times they're sending out someone who is working not as though it's their own or that they're invested in it.
Uh-huh.
And so we make sure when we hire a technician or something that they're going to do it the Daniel Jackson way. And so when he goes in to hang this TV, he's making sure the wires are hidden.
Mm-hmm.
The person that called us is happy. The people in the home know how to use it. The kids can turn on the Xbox still.
Right.
Like all of the things, instead of, I'm here to do this thing in this amount of time and I have to move on to the next thing. And then we always follow up the next day with a follow-up call. There's always a way to reach us. Mm. If we can't get the phone, we have an answering service for that locally. And so everything that we do is here in town.
Yeah, that's great. I'm thinking my folks live in Central Florida, and my sister lives in the same neighborhood with them, and they both use the same, you know, beyond sound and security type thing. And it's exactly like that. It sounds like super high personal touch. One remote.
Yeah.
With wives who are trained on it.
Yeah.
And it's with anything, like even just with the security systems. Like if you don't know how to use it.
Right.
I'm getting screenshots on Saturday saying, I have this triangle on my phone through email or whatever. We try to handle it right then because we want you to be able to move on with your life.
Oh,
and a
great.
Lot of times when you're
that's
calling
great.
A big name company, you're not even getting the same person twice ever in the whole time that you have it. And so people know us by name. They know our technicians by name. We have a lead technician, Antonio, and people love him. He gets great reviews. He does it the Daniel Jackson way. We have contractors that we use also, and we make sure that Daniel goes with them to show them what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do what's expected, then you don't work for our team.
Yeah. Wow, that's
and
great.
And one major thing is, and we've always, you know, our motto is anybody can sell you devices and security systems, audio, video product, but it's service after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get that money, are you going to continue to take care of me?
Right.
And that's one thing we're big on, and we want our clients to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, we're there after you've written us that check or paid us, you know.
Right.
So that's one of our biggest things, service after the fact.
Yeah.
So.
It sounds to me like maybe you've already alluded to and told part of it, but I was going to ask you, what is the beyond portion of beyond sound and security referred to? And it sounds like it's maybe the service and the personal touch, but is there anything else?
Well,
like,
I have a kind funny
of
story.
Schedule of services you guys do?
Beyond has worked great for us, but the truth is we were trying to be top of the Yellow Page ads
in the alphabet when we named
our company.
Yeah.
Should have gone with above.
You know, we tried really hard to get to top, but really what has evolved from that is that our tagline now is Beyond Your Expectations. And so we want, when people are leaving us, we ask for Facebook and Google reviews, all of that stuff. We have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and we want that to reflect that we've gone beyond. And it has worked out in a way where people use it when they are giving us review. They went beyond what we could have expected. So it's really, you know, I feel like we worked at finding the right name. That is the truth. And then Daniel designed the logo when we didn't even know if we were going to go out on our own. And it has worked out so big in a way that we couldn't have ever planned for.
Go ahead.
Well, and some of the other things, you know, we deal with a lot of elderly clients and things like that, and there's this one client, I'm not going to mention her name, but she said, I've got some guys coming by to, you know, hang this mirror for me or hang a picture for me, and I just, you know, can't do it. So, I mean, if we're done with the install and we're not, you know, in a big hurry, we'll just, you know,
Figure you can hang a TV, you
can. The customer whose name I can't remember that I refer to, you know, you put her bed together that night because he was already had just moved in and she could not get the screws in the bed frame. And I called him and I was like, are you going to be home soon for dinner? And he said, well, I'm putting a bed together. And I'm like, okay, that's just what we do.
Well, that sounds to me like above and beyond.
That'll get you a little higher on the yellow page. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. If the yellow page still exists, you might want to add that to your name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we're people too, and that's one thing that we really try to you know keep with us when we're out there in the field and talking to our clients. They're people, we're people, and the main thing is treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it. That's
our.
Well,
you know, just listening to you, man, I'm sitting there. I'm sold. I'm sold by the
he
service.
He always says, that's "I would like want huge. Someone to stay and help you put your bed together if I wasn't around." And so I feel like when I answer the phone, and even if it's a difficult person, I'm thinking, "What if this was my mom? Mm. How would I want them to treat me? Would it take 6 more visits with my mother? Maybe my grandmother, whoever." And so I really, we go back and I'm like, pretend it's your mom. What would you want to do? You know,
exactly.
Every customer is great, but some are frustrated and some are frustrating. And so you have to be able to discern, you know, who's getting over on you and who really needs you. And we want to be those people.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, and we really want our brand to be those people. We want the people that work for us to be those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's shift gears a little bit and kind of now that we have the background, let's talk what we call business critical thinking section. So you went out on your own, you're entrepreneurs, which is what the Shrimp Tank's all about. But what qualities do you guys think, especially as spouses, working together with your spouse to be able to work well together and run a thriving business? Because a lot of entrepreneurs start out as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think you guys needed to possess to make it work between the two of you?
So I, the way it started was Daniel worked for a big name company, a local provider, and they were in a position where they, instead of him being an employee, they made him a subcontractor. So it put him in a place where he could go work for several different companies. So he worked for some local companies and some other big name providers and then realized the difference in the local companies and the big name providers and thought, I could just do this for myself. So we decided for 6 months we would try that. And then after that, if that didn't work out, then we would pursue my dream and he'd go get a real job. So after 6 months, I had to go part-time at my job.
Wow.
Because he couldn't handle the phone calls and what was happening and during the day. And also, he was trying to get everyone in every single day. And so, as the spouse, who's also, we have soccer games, we have this, we have that, we have to go to the things. Like, I realized if I wasn't helping him schedule it, we couldn't do all of the things. He would just work to death. And so, I went part-time, and then I went very part-time just to keep our health insurance benefits. And then we realized if we just sold 2 more jobs a month, we could pay for our own health insurance. And so, I quit. And I feel like that set us up for, I mean, we really do like each other, and we have fun.
So, the quality is to like each other.
She tolerates me.
We really do. It's not always easy to work together, for sure, but I feel like it set us up going into it kind of slowly and knowing that I needed to take over this role, and you do your thing because you're really good at that, but I'm really organized. And so, I feel like that, you know, we still, even 10 years later, have moments where I'm like, this is not working. Not in a bad way, I'm mad at you or anything like that, but like maybe we need to bring someone else in. We need to do something else. And I think recognizing when it's time for that, like when it was time for me to go part-time and very part-time.
So how did y'all handle the funding aspect of the business venture?
I mean, faith.
It living in the stretch of faith.
Until this year, we didn't even have a brick and mortar office.
Oh, wow.
So I worked.
So you were very lean. That's very smart.
Yes.
Yes.
And it still is by appointment only. We don't keep stock. So when you decide that you want to do this home automation system, we take a deposit to buy the equipment.
Yep.
And then we take the payment on the end of the job. And so that has set us up in a way that we can remain competitive, yeah. but also mm-hmm. not have to keep a lot of stock.
Yeah, that's right. a great plan.
And another thing is everything that we do is custom. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we have like this cookie cutter mm-hmm. equipment sitting that we can just order and have, you know, and like I said, when we talk to a client, you know, you might have a household that has two adults, a teenager, a couple of teenagers that come in and out at different schedules and things like that. So you have to design a security system around someone's home, you know, mm-hmm. the way they operate their home.
Right.
So we try to customize everything that we do. So as far as inventory, we definitely buy the job, ordered that equipment for that mm-hmm. client, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I'm having dreams of a really cool man cave right now.
My advice is talk to your significant other before you pull that trigger.
We also do our consultations are in your home, uh-huh. and so most of the time now we have enjoyed having our office now because you can come in and we have a TV showing pictures of what we've done in the past, so you can see that, but also bring your plans. Before it was just a meeting at Starbucks or Mugs, and that's not a big deal.
Right.
I mean, we never had any resistance needing an office. What an office has provided for us now is a place to grow because I'd really like to hire someone to take over the administrative stuff so that I can do things like this and networking and be more active in the community. That's one of our goals, is to be mm-hmm. active in the community under the umbrella of our business so people mm-hmm. can see that we're people too and not mm-hmm. just the business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so it's good. Interesting. So you've opened the brick and mortar place, but I'm sure a lot went into it because that's taken on significant overhead.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the thought process and what finally pushed you over the edge. Okay, we need a shop, or we need a reception area, a place to show people. And also, how did you choose the location? Did it matter to you, or is it like,
It's...
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, so for me, I started this personal development journey last year. And so we entered in this year of yes. And before, we operated a lot from like a fear spot. Like, what if this doesn't work?
Yeah.
What if this? What if that? And I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but that's really where it came from.
Yeah.
And so that was in January. I read one book that sent me down this like rabbit hole. And I said to Daniel, like, we've been living in this comfortable spot, but what if? Like, what are all the things we could have said yes to that would help us differently? And
what was the book? Because some of the entrepreneurs out there might want to know
it
the title.
It was You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Cool, I love it. Say that again.
You are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero.
Okay.
I had a free Audible credit, and that is literally how it happened. And I finished the book, read it again, made Daniel listen to it. And then, so about 6 months in, we have a friend who, his business is flipping commercial properties. And his wife put on Facebook that they had an office for sale. And I text her and I was like, what about this office? And so she gives me all the details. And Daniel went and looked at it and he's like, it's so perfect. You're going to say it's so cute. And it wasn't just perfect because we could have gotten a strip mall location, like, you know, a Best Buy type situation, something like that. It was an old alternator shop, so it has bays for vans to pull in, so we can park our vans inside.
Oh, wow.
And so what I've said to him is it's perfect timing, of course, because if we had taken the high-rent strip mall approach before, our vans would be uncovered.
Right.
We have it's a really sweet office. It's small, and it's got just enough room for us to grow inside with administration, but then it also has this huge area that nothing else would have provided us to store the vans and the equipment and anything else that we need to.
So you decide to actually purchase it?
So, well, we're renting it, but we are thinking about purchasing it.
Yeah.
So he called me and said, it's really cute. I think you'll like it. Do you want to look at it? I was like, no, just say yes. And it's been amazing, like the things that have come from it.
Well, that's great. And where is it located?
It's on Percy Macon in North Little Rock, over by North Little Rock High School.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
We wanted to stay in North Little Rock. We both were born and raised in North Little Rock, and it's really our community.
Yeah.
And so it was important that we stay in North Little Rock.
Sure.
But it's also kind of in the hood. So, like, I tell people will call me and be like, "Well, I'm over here, but I'm not sure." I'm like, "Oh, you're in the right place. Keep going."
Yeah. Well, that's great. I just want people to have a visual, be able to recognize it, and know where it's at, and they listen to the show, go drive by.
You guys probably feel pretty safe. You probably know somebody that put a security system
in
there.
We may have a camera or two.
You got this big sign out there saying, you're a smile. You're on video.
Exactly.
We are a security company, after all.
We have a friend, and he says if people come near his, he doesn't do security, but he consults and stuff. People come near one of his properties, it says, special forces have been called, not the police. Leave now.
That's funny. I also would say one of the things that's just kind of like a plus to where we are is we didn't even know it then or think about it, but there is a TV repair place on the next block, mm-hmm. and he is sending us referrals, and sending him
right
referrals.
Across the street.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. I mean, it has turned into this like big thing that wouldn't have happened if it had not been. Like, I feel like we were in the spot of saying no and fear, mm-hmm. but when it felt the perfect time to say yes, all the things aligned, and it's
that's
been wonderful.
Yeah, that step of faith. Mm-hmm. That's really a good point.
So we like to do this thing on the podcast called Shrimp Cocktail. So you know how those things you come when those big old juicy prawns are hanging over the side of the martini glass with the cocktail sauce in it. So these are the juicy nuggets of wisdom you're going to give our listeners, okay?
Okay.
Pressure's on. No, but... keep it a little light. From a security perspective, what is the most prominent gaps you see for those with existing solutions where you kind of have to come in and say, you know, you got a big hole right here in your security?
A lot of times when we go in on a consultation and let's say someone else has put a security system in, they don't really customize that security system to fit the client. It was like someone came in and said, I'm going to sell you a security system. I got to go to my next job. You know what I mean? So, in a nutshell, so you have a security system, three doors, and a motion. What a lot of people don't understand is when you arm a security system, you arm the security system in the stay mode. Well, if you just have three doors and a motion, you don't have any glass break protection. So if somebody breaks in a window in this guest bedroom that you hardly ever use, that's on the back corner of the house. They break in, you never know that window's been breached or that area's been breached. Mm-hmm. And so, putting in glass breaks, you'll have glass breaks actually active when you're in the stay mode because the motion detector is actually disarmed or bypassed in the stay mode so that you can get up, move around the home, and, you know, if you want a drink of water, you can get up, get a drink of water, go to the kitchen, midnight snack, whatever. So glass breaks actually help with giving you that added layer of security to protect the people inside the home, you know, instead of just your possessions when you're gone in the away mode.
We've definitely had, two people for sure that have called and said, they came into my son's window, took his Xbox and TV and left, and we never knew he was there. And it's because they crashed the glass, nothing mm-hmm. hurt it and went off. And then they didn't make it to the hallway where the motion detector was.
Interesting.
And so burglars know that. And so when Daniel goes out on a consultation, he is coming from the standpoint of a burglar, like what he's seen in over 20 years in
the industry. Exactly, yeah. That's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, Rich mentioned this guy that we work with who advises clients on security issues from a consultative standpoint, you know, and we've learned a lot from him about that, and he had said something very similar to that. But now Gordon told me before the show you have a smart home with lots of automation, which I've been thinking about as I've been listening to you, thinking, boy, that'd be really cool to have a house that just basically you can command to do whatever you want it to do. But so if somebody wants to live on the cutting edge like that, how do you make sure that it's safe from cyber attacks? From somebody taking over your home while you're sleeping, for instance?
Well, you know, a lot of routers have built-in protection.
Okay.
A lot of things that we provide is mainly lighting control, door locks, things like that. But that router is going to have, you know, some firewall protection on it.
So basically, it's the router is the firewall
for the most part. And then there's actually, as far as getting in, messing with the programming and things like that, we have our own set of passwords and admin names and things like that.
Got it.
Nothing's the same across the board.
What kind of stuff do you do for, like, I mean, do you have it hooked up, the router hooked up to, like, one of those automated, those battery backup things so that if so the house doesn't go down if you lose electricity? Or
yes, you can have a UPS installed in the rack. Basically, what that UPS does is
uninterruptible power supply. I knew that.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking, what is a UPS guy
in the closet?
What does FedEx and UPS have to do with this? I don't know. You've got a package. You got a UPS guy sitting there.
He runs out and gets your new battery.
But what it does is, you know, most processors don't, and what a processor is basically the brains of your home automation system. They don't like being powered down, powered back up,
right,
you know, or having what's called Brownings, where your power almost goes out, but it comes back up. So what that UPS does, it keeps your devices at a regulated power.
Oh, okay.
At a regulated power, so it doesn't drop or drop, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, and also, backup generators, a lot of people don't think about their backup generators. When you lose power, that backup generator typically kicks in about 10 or 15 seconds after you lose power. So that UPS can keep those devices running until the generator right. kicks in.
Got it. So the security system has a UPS with it?
The security system actually has a battery backup.
Oh, okay.
Already
built into it.
That's an industry standard with security systems.
Oh, okay.
If your security system does not have a battery backup, call somebody else. Call somebody else.
All they have to do is shut off the power and you're going to lose your...
Everyone go check your closet.
That is not beyond security. That is below.
Below, yes. And you should get a notification within 5 minutes or so your AC fails at that point.
So before we go into our plead the fifth, which is sometimes the funnest part of the whole podcast, but what do you think has been the most beneficial resource for you two since you started the company 10 years ago? Is it the book you just read, or something else?
That's way up there. I feel like we have tried really hard to keep up with technology. And so we use one company called RTI, which stands for Remote
Technologies Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. We're one of two dealers in the state, authorized dealers in the state, and we try to keep up with all of their webinars and that kind of thing to make sure that we are on top of things. So in our home, like what Gordon mentioned, we can run everything through our iPad or mm-hmm. our phones. That means the TV that drops down from our ceiling, which is really cool.
Oh, cool.
But we do all that on our own home first uh-huh. before we come out to your home. And I feel like that, even though I've been a little resistant, it's been super...
I like toys.
It's been super beneficial because it not only makes sure that, like, we've done stuff in our house that we don't want to put in your house. Mm-hmm. And so we're making sure that it's usable. My kids use it. I can use it. He can use it. And it's doing what a customer would expect. And so mm-hmm. we just try to keep up with the latest technology. Even if it's something that backfires, we've tried it first before mm-hmm. we just come put it into your house.
Well, and you want to do that because you don't want to use your client as a guinea pig. You know,
right.
if there's something new, you're like, okay, let's try it. And if you really like it, then you can stand behind it when you're talking to somebody or you're trying to, you know, right. say, hey, we can sell you this because I actually have this in my own personal home.
And that way you get to write it off. In your personal home.
Exactly. Did I mention I like toys?
So. Hey, sorry, it's a business expense. We had to check it out first.
Is technology making it more efficient and if cost effective? Are you seeing that over time? Because you've been doing this for a decade,
Yes, yes. A lot of times when something new, a new gadget comes out, when it first comes out, you're going to pay top dollar for it. But as it becomes more popular... And of course, they get more competition; the price drops, mm-hmm. you know. And we'll talk to our clients and say, "Listen, I've got this," and one thing that we really love when we talk to our clients, we won't sell you anything we don't mm-hmm. think you need.
Right.
It's one of those things where if you want this, I'll definitely sell it to you. But I'll say, "Listen, I really don't think you need this. You don't have to go with A. How about?" Let's go with C because it has all the attributes that you want mm-hmm. and a little bit more, and you don't have to spend this A price, you know what I mean, this mm-hmm. top dollar A price mm-hmm. to get all these features that you want. And so that's another thing that we really, really look at when we talk to our clients. You know, we really, really will tell a client, I don't think you need this. Mm-hmm. If we really feel – now, if you want it, we'll definitely give it to you, but, you know – if it's way more than what you need, we'll definitely tell you that.
Yeah.
On the front end.
And also with the technology, it's real easy to add on a lot of times. And so maybe we quote them the whole menu and then they kind of a la carte some things. And then a year from now they have a bonus or a tax refund or something like that. And they'll call and say, hey, we want to add on speakers to our porch. Can we do that? And because we've already either wired it for everything when they're building, and so the wires are already there, or because we've already started a process with them. Sometimes it's hard to add on to somebody else's work,
right?
But we do. We try our best without having to, you know, break the bank for somebody.
Yeah.
So I feel like the technology streamlines it to where we can kind of keep the customer and make them happy over years.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
So now we're going to move into the fun part of the pod. Not that it hasn't been fun so far, but this is where we get to put you guys on the spot. It's called Plead the Fifth.
Awesome.
And we're going to ask you five questions. And if you don't want to answer it, you can plead the fifth and say, I'm not going to answer it because it'll incriminate me or someone else. And we get a point. Or you can answer it and you get the point. Okay. So if we win, we both get full security and entertainment centers for our home. Compliments to you guys. And
awesome.
If you win, you get this nice Yeti mug that says the Shrimp Tank on it. That's not like a deal.
That sounds like a deal.
Sounds very
fair. Makes the rules. All right. So first question. What's the name of the worst security provider in Arkansas?
Ooh, I plead the fifth on that one.
Wait. There's a contest. The fifth.
We don't want to talk bad about him.
All right. So, what's the worst snafu that Beyond Sound and Security has made?
Oh, I have one.
Good. You're answering.
Daniel was hanging a TV one time, and did you drop it or did it just crack?
No. It was a situation where, my mistake, I did not test the television. It was a client's television. And I didn't test that unit, power it up, before I actually hung it. So it may have had prior damage to it before I hung it.
But it was our fault.
But it's not my client's fault, not my client's mistake. So I took care of it the exact same day. They had a brand new television on their wall before they got home.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Kristen Kinnon.
That's above and
beyond. And we're friends now. Yeah.
Was it really Kristen's house?
Yes, it was.
Maybe even before she was married. She was one of our first customers.
You know, Kristen's been on our podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Daniel, which aspect of working with Gretchen drives you crazy?
She is very organized.
Oh.
I am not.
Like to a fault. It might be a little obnoxious.
Obviously, you guys have discussed this, so it was an easy answer.
Yep,
very easy. A softball right down the middle of the plate there.
Let's see. All right. Which company would Beyond Sound and Security most like to take market share from?
I would say...
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, here's the problem. Hold on. I need a pause. Because I don't always want those type of companies' customers.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Count it as a half a point.
I mean, there's lots of big companies I'd love to take.
We had a real slick guy on a couple of Shrimp Tanks ago, and we thought we had him because he was talking about transparency in his business and... You know, da 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 da. So okay, so since you're so transparent, tell us how much money you made last year. And he sits about it real quick. He thinks about 13%.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was thinking of an answer I could suggest for you on that one. You know,
that's good.
I'd like to take the market share from the one that has the most market share.
Okay, Gretchen, last one. What's the worst part of having our producer, Gordon, as the president of your BNI chapter?
Oh, bless his heart. He's doing a great job.
Hey, man, a Yeti mug is riding on this.
He really is. No, he took... So when we started, Kristen Kinnon started our BNI, and there was like five of us for 6 months, and we had this like period of growth, and oh my gosh, what are we doing? And then when she rolled out, we had another president come in, and we tried to change some things from there. And so we finally got these processes and procedures, but then Gordon comes to have to enforce them.
Okay. You guys make the rules and he has to enforce.
Yes, but he's doing a great job.
Okay. Well, you guys fared great. I think you won 3-2. So two and a half, because we gave her a half a point.
That's right. You got your shrimp
tumbler.
It's a sweet. I think you answered. You won it. It's great to have you on the show. And, you know, our sponsor, BRS Consulting, refer to themselves as rehirement advisors, not retirement advisors. And by that, what they mean is that you know, once you reach your goals, where you have enough money and savings to fund your living expenses through death and your kids are launched and everything else, you know, there's another phase of life about, you know, how do I give back, or what do I do now in this next phase? BRS Consulting looks at death really as retirement. That's when you really retire. And so when you guys think about your business, reaching your goals, what's your vision? Once you get the kids launched and you've got things hashed out, what's your vision for the rehirement phase of life?
We've been talking about, we really want to flip houses, like just, but not in a way that we're depending on it.
Right.
And so like we've been talking about maybe in the next 10 years, having our business run itself, or maybe whatever that looks like, mm-hmm. selling, like whatever. Neither of our kids have expressed any interest. So,
they enjoy the technology, don't they?
They enjoy the technology. And we have launched one kid. He's 23, and then we have a 13-year-old. And so, like by the time he gets out of college, we would like to be in a position where we can maybe, hopefully before then, in the years of yes, start flipping houses and doing that together for fun and make money doing that also, but have our business like run itself. And then we've also just this year tried to say yes to some community things. And at Christmas, Daniel played Santa for Meadow Park Elementary.
Mm,
and
cool.
They've got videotapes of kids saying, "I met the real Santa today." And it was so fun and so touching. And in a way that we've just been so busy, you know, put that in air quotes. Mm-hmm. Like, you just make yourself so mm-hmm. busy, but you really can make time for all the things you love and want to do. And the other thing that we are real passionate about is the homeless community. Mm-hmm. So Daniel has visions of like building a working homeless center for the working homeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can have somewhere to come back to and get ready for work and have their family and whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
We're in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have a busy retirement.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast today. For folks that want to get in touch with you, learn more about Beyond Sound and Security, or just get to know you guys, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you or find out more?
Our website, beyondsoundandsecurity.com. There's a place where you can schedule a phone consultation from there, or our phone numbers are there, and also all of our links to our social media pages. Our Facebook page is super active. We get lots of hits there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, listeners, make sure to catch the post-show video wrap-up on our YouTube channel of today's podcast. And if you want to hear past guests, you can always visit our website at arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com, or you can subscribe through iTunes, and also we are now on iHeartRadio. So all sorts of ways to get great information. Until next week, stay safe, and remember, in the business world, to become a shark, we all start out as shrimp.